Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Every Thursday afternoon, we give you the chance to get, well, access to one of our experts. And this week, we're putting your health insurance questions to Dermot Good from totalhealthcover.ie. Dermot, thanks for coming in.
Not at all, my pleasure.
53106 is the number if you have a question for Dermot today, or you can call us either 1800 453 106. We've loads to get through, Dermot. I'll come to them in a moment. But I just want to ask you, I noticed I got a rebate from my health insurer there during the week. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, what's happening is, so VHI gave a commitment a couple of years ago that if they had less claims than they had budgeted for because of COVID, they would rebate that money back to customers. So they've done it twice already, but every VHI member in May is getting a rebate. That rebate is anything from 75 per adult. Some people will get 225. Some people on the older plans we'll get €300 per adult.
So they're obviously in better plans than me, Dermot, but I couldn't. It's the first time I've ever noticed a company putting money back into my account.
Well, it is.
I was delighted.
It is absolutely unusual. I mean, look, in the era now where everything is going up, particularly utilities and energy prices, it's nice to get money back. It's not a reduction in premium. Now, there is a small reduction going through from VHI. So there's a lot of good news in health insurance, believe it or not, at the moment. But yes, VHI members are going to see money being put back into their bank accounts and it is theirs to spend as they wish.
Well, long may it stay that way anyway, Dermot, for once. Barra's on the line. Barra, what's your question for Dermot here today?
Sure, thank you. Yeah. Good afternoon, Andrea, and hi, Dermot.
Hi, Barra.
How you doing? I work in the public sector. I'm a teacher and I'm 53 years of age. And I had private health insurance for 2 years, about 6 or 7 years ago. I didn't renew it at the time. And I'm just considering now whether to, you know, what policies, maybe in terms of value for money and then maybe in terms of kind of gold standard.
Okay.
And that's the first question. And the second question is about tax relief, but maybe you can get back to me on that.
Yeah. So what I'd say to you, Barra, is that, look, you know, when you're in your 50s, I always try to get people onto a good standard of cover because you're like myself. You're at that age now where things are going to start breaking down. I would suggest you check out plans like VHI have a plan called Company Plan Plus Level 1.3, €1,250. Irish Life have a similar plan called Health Guide 1. And Leia have a plan called Inspire 1,220. So there's really good cover there for roughly that premium. You will be charged age loadings because of your age, but they're going to give you credit for your previous membership. So I'd probably start with your previous insurer because they will have all your previous details and make sure you get that age loading down to the absolute minimum. In terms of tax relief, very quickly, all those premiums that they will quote you have the tax relief already deducted at source. So there's no further relief there. But if you have any outpatient expenses and things like that, make sure you claim the relief on those expenses from revenue. But they're three really good plans to start with.
That's great. Thanks, Malin. Just to clarify, the tax relief, that is at the standard rate. It's not at the higher rate, is it?
It's at the standard rate. So basically it's 20% on all eligible expenses. So if you just check out, I think, go on to revenue.ie. It's the Med1 form and it lists all the eligible expenses there. And the good news is you can go back 4 years. So if you haven't been claiming, there is, let's just say, some retrospection there. So I would check that out as well.
Thanks a million.
Great. Thanks a million, Barra, for that. 1800 453 106 if you have a query for Dermot here today. Lil is on the line as well. Lil, what's your query?
Hi, good afternoon, Dermot. I'm just wondering, for a 23-year-old who was on my corporate plan previously on the advice of Dermot, which I'm very grateful for. absolutely. He's now, I took him off the policy in renewal date in January, and I'm just wondering about a policy to put him on his own.
Okay, so Lil, here's what I would say to you. Health insurance, so right now, VHI have very good rates for what we call young adults. So you will get a discount for your 23-year-old. So two plans I would check out. One is the Enhanced Care 250 with VHI. It's normally $974, but you're going to get probably about a 20, 30% discount for your 23-year-old. I would start with that plan with VHI. You might also want to check out those cash plans as well. So for young, healthy adults, maybe you know, they don't want to pay that type of premium. There's some really good cash plans from the likes of HSF Health Plan, and they give you money back on all your routine expenses like dental, optical and all of that. A good scheme with them is a plan called the One Scheme 3, which is around €515. But definitely they're the types of plans I would check out.
Can I interrupt here for a minute, Lillian and Dermot? Explain, what is a cash plan? How does that differ from the other plans then?
Okay, so what's happened is cash plans are basically plans designed to cover your out-of-pocket expenses, so the GP and the physiotherapy and the x-rays and the blood tests and all of that. And HSF Health Plan are probably the only, they're the main provider in Ireland, they're here about 70 years. So they have a whole range of plans to suit people's budgets and so on. Now, they are not health insurance. So if I have lots of outpatient expenses, I will get money back on my cash plan. In some cases, I'll get the full amount back. And they'll also give me a small cash allowance for every night I'm in hospital, hence the term cash plans. But they don't fully cover your hospital stay. So in other words, if I'm just looking for something to cover my out-of-pocket expenses, cash plans are brilliant. But if I want something that's going to get me into hospital straight away, in other words, skip the queues and be fully covered, you need private health insurance. Okay. So I have a cash plan for the dental and optical, and it complements my health insurance. So I'd probably look at both. I mean, I would say to anybody listening, Andrea, who maybe has no interest in private health insurance, or maybe can't afford private health insurance, or they've got young adults who think they're never going to get sick, but they obviously have dental and optical, check out the HSF cash plans, really, really good. And also check out the dental plans from the likes of D-Care Dental, because there's brilliant plans out there that cover all your dental expenses as well. And it's better to have the cover in place now when, you know, before you go and get that root canal done. So there are other plans out there, much less expensive than private health insurance, that people aren't even aware about.
Does that help, Lil?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dermot. With the HSF, that's the Hospital Saturday Fund, they don't do a dental care, no?
They don't, but they have dental is incorporated into all their plans. So that plan that I mentioned, the One Scheme 3, that plan has €450 worth of dental for any type of dental. So they do have a little bit of dental, but not comprehensive cover. But it might be all that you need.
Can you get the teeth whitened?
Perfect.
You can, actually. They cover teeth whitening. Would you believe it? I mean, people are shocked when they find out they cover screening and things like that. But even, like, for example, the D-Care dental plans, like their top plan, I think, is the Healthy Smiles Level 4. That covers, fully covers, two checkups a year. And fully, I think, 70% back on your fillings and your extractions. So anybody who's about to get a lot of dental work done, like the waiting periods on these plans, I don't think there's any waiting period with HSF.
There's no loading on it.
No, there's no loadings either. So those plans, for anybody who maybe has no interest in private cover or it's just beyond their budget for now, check out those plans.
Okay, good stuff. Lil, thanks a million for getting in touch. 1800 453 106. Michael, I believe you have a renewal question for Dermot.
Indeed, Andrea, thanks for your time. We're on Leia Healthcare in Spire. It's due for renewal next week. My wife and I, we're 65 and 64, and the cost is €2,440. Should we stay on that, or should we look around there?
Michael, I would say to you, stay on that plan. It is a super corporate plan, and you're right, €1,220 each. I wouldn't be going any lower, because to go lower than that, and all the equivalent plans with VHI and with Irish Life are going to be the same price. And that plan gives you 50% back on all your outpatient expenses up to €1,000 each. In fact, Michael, I'd even go so far to say, check out the next step up, which is called Inspire Plus. It's €1,346 each, because the excess on that plan is only payable once per year. On your plan, you pay it every time. But if you're happy with your current plan, stay as you are.
Okay, Dermot. One other question on that is the only downside at the moment that I possibly have out of the Leia, as against we'd say VHI, is that there are no Leia Healthcare clinics in Cork. Okay. I think there's one in Dublin, Galway, and Limerick.
Okay,
no, they forget about the second city.
Do you know, Michael? Actually, here's the thing. There is a clinic in Cork. It's called the Aphidia, or depending on what part of Cork you might pronounce it, Aphidia. Yeah. But the Aphidia clinic.
They sponsor my Blackrock hurling team. Thanks very much.
Well, Michael, if they can't look after you, nobody can. But no, all Leia Healthcare and all Irish Life members, they use that clinic. So you should have access. And that is a similar type of service to the VHI Swiftcare. But what I would say to you, if you have any concerns on your cover for that, just give Leia a call and they'll go through with you. But you can definitely access that clinic. So they haven't forgotten about Cork, Michael.
and Blackrock.
Absolutely.
Very much.
Michael, thanks a million. 1800 453 106. If you want to get in touch, if you have a question here and you want to chat to Dermot yourself, you can do so. Harry is texting Dermot and he says, I'm sorry if this is a stupid question, but is there any way of paying into a health insurance scheme that builds up over time like a pension?
No, I'd say that it's a very good question, actually, and this has been considered by lots of people. You see, the system we have here is community rating. So the idea behind community rating is that you pay a set premium, and if you're unfortunate to fall ill, through no fault of your own or whatever, the plan pays, and there's no penalties. So that type of system that Harry has referred to, that's really more of a risk rating environment. But the problem is, if you pay in for 10 years, you might have a nice fund accumulated, but you could be somebody who falls ill after 6 or 7 months and you won't have a sufficient fund. So I have to say, I like the system that we have because you don't get penalised as you get older and you don't get penalised if you fall ill and claim. Now, young people who never claim might look at that differently, but we're all going to get old sometime. So the answer to Harry's question is no, that doesn't exist. But however, there are some people, Andrea, who self-fund for healthcare. So they don't buy a plan, but they put aside maybe a couple of thousand each year. And if they do fall ill, they dip into that. And that's what Harry's kind of referring to. But it is a risky approach because you're hoping your fund will be sufficient. Mm. Look, most day case procedures now are 1,500 euro. Mm. You know, most procedures, 7.5. A week in hospital is 10,000 euro. Your savings could be wiped out fairly quickly.
Absolutely. Listen, we're putting your health insurance questions to Dermot Good here from totalhealthcover.ie. Stay with us, Dermot, as well, because we've loads more callers coming in. We're just going to take a short break. And Dermot Good from totalhealthcover.ie is with us still in studio today to answer any of your health insurance related questions. You can get them into us 53106 if you want to text. You can call us either 1800 453106. Marie is on the line. Marie, you have a dental query for Dermot.
I do. Thanks, Andrea, for having me on. Hi, Dermot.
Hi, Marie.
My question is, Dermot, I'm thinking of taking out DCare Dental. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Do you know, Marie, what I'd say to you is that the way I look at dental plans is, you know, if you're going to get back at least what you pay in, then for me, it's a good investment. So, you know, so let's just say you're talking to DCare Dental or any dental provider. Like, you need to get them to explain exactly what's covered, what's not covered. But also, if you're planning any treatment, so if you're planning, if you need to get checkups, if you have to get a few fillings, which probably means a root canal. And if you get a root canal, that definitely means a crown. So get them to explain what's covered, how long you have to wait before you're going to get that, the refund. And if you think you're going to get a refund that's at least in line with your premium or maybe more, then it's definitely worth joining. Anybody who knows they have to, if they've been putting off dental treatment, I think it's definitely worthwhile looking at those plans because, and I know this only too well, like a filling now is, you know, 120 to 150 euro. Like a root canal can be anything from 750 to 1,200 euro. And then you have to get the crown, which is equally expensive. And you'd be shocked, you know, like I know one fruit pastille cost me, I think, nearly 2,000 euro. So I can share my pain with you. So that's why I would definitely say to anybody who maybe, you know, wants to invest in the rural health and make sure that they look after that, look, have a look at those plans. And if you think it's good value for money, the waiting periods are very short. So go ahead. But you don't have to keep paying the plan every year. But a lot of people, there's a very low take-up of dental cover in Ireland. Yeah. And I think it's because people don't know the plans exist. Mm. So hopefully that's of some help to you.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Dermot. Thanks a million. I'm going to give them a call now and see what's on offer there. So okay. Thanks a million.
You can tell them Dermot sent you. Cheers, Marie. Thanks a million for getting in touch. Gallia is with us as well. What's your query?
Just a question about, I have...
Oh, you can hear us, Gallia, okay? Yeah, go on ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking call. I have one plan, 500 with VHI, and my children have PMI 2410. I am 57, so I'm just having a question. What's the best way for me to keep going with this one? Because I just thought it was a value for money for a time. Become healthy. I'm doing sports. I'm active. I don't have a problem with dental things. So what would be the best thing to do, taking into account that, for example, recently, both of my boys had to pass through the public emergency department. We couldn't get to the bottom of it. It was impossible. So one boy I just took taken to Beacon, and there we had to pay privately. I don't know how much they're going to reimburse me yet.
No, do you know what I'd say to you?
Question.
Yeah, no, and very good question. Now, Gally, here's what I'm going to say to you. Would you believe, so your children have fantastic cover. That PMI 2410 is a fantastic private room corporate plan with VHI. your cover, you have your cover, let's just say, will be a lot less than what you have your children on. And also now, Gabby, you're going to have to do something about your plan because VHI are withdrawing your plan from the market. So your plan today is €830. I would suggest if you contact VHI, I would suggest you look at upgrading your cover to a corporate plan for yourself. And there's two plans you should check out from VHI. One is called PMI 5210, which is about €1,180. But the other one I'd like you to look at is the Company Plan Plus Level 1.3 that we mentioned earlier. That's a really good semi-private plan, and that's €1,245. You may decide to leave your children as they are, but I would say to you, you know, that is a very expensive plan for the children, and I would probably look at maybe putting the children on the Company Plan Plus Level 1.3 as well, which is about £315 per child. So a little bit of homework necessary because VHI are going to retire your plan. I would look at upgrading your cover slightly if I were you, but you do have super cover in place for the children.
So I can sort of downsize for the children.
Absolutely.
So you still have a good...
Yeah. You see, Gally, so what I would prefer for yourself, to be honest with you, is that we upgrade your cover because, look, adults are higher risk. And if something goes wrong, it tends to be more costly. And I would prefer that maybe some of the savings maybe from the children. So the children are probably 400 and 440 each. I would suggest you take that little bit of saving and invest it in upgrading your cover. And if you call VHI and just check out, as I say, PMI 5210, or the Company Plan Plus Level 1.3, that might be suitable for all the family. So excellent cover and maybe some savings as well.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Gallia, for getting in contact with us here on the programme. Loads of advice there for Gallia. Jean is with us too. Jean, what's your query?
Hi, how are you today? My query is, my husband and I, and there are five in our family, and we're all on Simply Connect. I'm going to change the younger ones. They're in their 20s, and the advice from the first caller today has been great for me. Should my husband and I stay on Simply Connect? It's due for renewal.
Jean, it's a super plan. It's £1,360 each, and it's a really good semi-private corporate scheme, and you've got full cover for hips, knees and shoulders and so on. I like that plan. In fact, I would nearly suggest you might want to consider the Simply Connect Plus, which is £1,471. So for an extra €100 each, you now will double your outpatient refund up to €1,000 rather than €500, and you have a slightly lower excess to pay. But if you're happy with your current plan, you're not going to get that same cover any, let's just say, cheaper with the other insurance companies. So I would stay as you are.
That's great advice, because those outpatient fees really do add up, don't they?
They do. And look, if you're like, you get 50% back up to 500, but on the higher one that I just mentioned, it's 50% back up to 1,000. So, but otherwise, you've got super cover. You don't need a full review of your cover for this renewal. You selected well.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jean, for getting in contact. I think we have a quick query from Michael as well. How are you?
Hello,
Michael?
How are you?
Good.
I'm fine, thanks. Hello. Hi, Dermot.
Hi, Michael.
Andrea. I have a quick question. It's regarding travel insurance. I have a good health policy, and I have the E111. Now, I'm traveling to Italy next month. Well, not next month, July, actually. And I don't have a travel policy. I'm just wondering, is it necessary? And if so, what sort of policy should I get?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Michael, there's a really good question which is coming up all the time now. Absolutely, I would recommend you take out travel insurance. First and foremost, on your health insurance plan, if you have decent cover, you've got €100,000 for what they call emergency medical cover for any temporary stay abroad.
Yes, I have that.
Yeah, but you see, I always recommend the travel cover because if anything happens, let's just say, and it exceeds that amount, or if it's, let's just say, flight cancellations or loss of luggage and all the things you hope never happens, definitely worthwhile taking a travel cover. I like the VHI multi-trip. I just like the simplicity of the plan and they're always accessible. You could also check out Blue Insurances as well. And by the way, a lot of people don't realise this. People think they have to have their health insurance with VHI to take out the multi-trip cover. Not at all. I mean, I could have my health insurance with Irish Life or with Laya Healthcare, I can still buy VHI's multi-trip cover. So, and actually another piece of advice here, now, Michael, when you phone them up, make sure you tell them where you're going, how long you're going for, what you might be doing, because you'd be surprised some of the activities you might deem as, you know, just occasional activities, they might be labelled higher risk.
If you're scuba diving or something, Michael.
Sailing, absolutely.
No, it's a fairly laid-back holiday, I can tell you.
Michael, everybody says no that, sky, Michael. But when they get into the sun,
no,
you know.
No skydiving or I won't be climbing the Matterhorn.
Yeah, the winery shouldn't add too much loading anyway.
And Michael, make sure you get them to confirm exactly COVID. Anything to do with COVID. COVID. So if you have to cancel flights or you know, extend accommodation. So really what you do is just like health insurance, tell them everything, check everything and hope you never have to use it. But that would be definitely my advice to get that cover.
Okay, good stuff. Listen, Dermot, thanks a million as always. My Michael, pleasure. Thank you for getting in touch as well there. Dermot Good from totalhealthcover.ie. If you want more any information from Dermot, we'll bring you back again, Dermot, to answer the rest of the remaining questions and queries here from listeners today. And Dermot Good from totalhealthcover.ie is with us still in studio today to answer any of your health insurance related questions. You can get them into us 53106 if you want to text. You can call us either 1800 453106. Marie is on the line. Marie, you have a dental query for Dermot.
I do. Thanks, Andrea, for having me on. Hi, Dermot.
Hi, Marie.
My question is, Dermot, I'm thinking of taking out Decare Dental. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Do you know, Marie, what I'd say to you is that the way I look at dental plans is, you know, if you're going to get back at least what you pay in, then for me, it's a good investment. So, you know, so let's just say you're talking to Decare Dental or any dental provider. Like, you need to get them to explain exactly what's covered, what's not covered. But also, if you're planning any treatment, so if you're planning, if you need to get checkups, if you have to get a few fillings, which probably means a root canal, and if you get a root canal, that definitely means a crown. So get them to explain what's covered, how long you have to wait before you're going to get that the refund. And if you think you're going to get a refund that's at least in line with your premium or maybe more, then it's definitely worth joining. Anybody who knows they have to, if they've been putting off dental treatment, I think it's definitely worthwhile looking at those plans because, and I know this only too well, like a filling now is, you know, 120 to 150 euro. Like a root canal can be anything from 750 to 1200 euro. And then you have to get the crown, which is equally expensive. And you'd be shocked, you know, like I know one fruit pastille cost me, I think, nearly 2000 euro. So I can share my pain with you. So that's why I would definitely say to anybody who maybe, you know, wants to invest in their oral health and make sure that they look after that, look, have a look at those plans. And if you think it's good value for money, the waiting periods are very short. So go ahead. But you don't have to keep paying the plan every year. But a lot of people, there's a very low take up of dental cover in Ireland. Yeah. And I think it's because people don't know the plans exist. So hopefully that's of some help to you.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Dermot. Thanks a million. I'm going to give them a call now and see what's on offer there. So okay. Thanks a million.
You
that.
Can tell them Dermot sent you. Cheers, Marie. Thanks a million for getting in touch. Galia is with us as well. What's your query?
Just a question about, I have...
Oh, you can hear us, Galia, okay? Yeah, go on ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking call. I have one plan, 500 with DHI, and my children have PMI 2410. I am 57, so I'm just having a question. What's the best way for me to keep going with this one? Because I just thought it was a value for money for a time to become healthy. I'm doing sports. I'm active. I don't have a problem with dental things. So what would be the best thing to do, taking into account that, for example, recently both of my boys had to pass through the public emergency department. We couldn't get to the bottom of it. It was impossible. So one boy I just took taken to Beacon, and there we had to pay privately. I don't know how much you're going to reimburse me yet.
No, do you know what I'd say to you?
That's a good question.
Yeah, no, and very good question. Now, Galia, here's what I'm going to say to you. Would you believe, so your children have fantastic cover. That PMI 2410 is a fantastic private room corporate plan with VHI. Your cover, you have your cover, let's just say, will be a lot less than what you have your children on. And also now, Gary, you're going to have to do something about your plan because VHI are withdrawing your plan from the market. So your plan today is 830 euro. I would suggest if you contact VHI, I would suggest you look at upgrading your cover to a corporate plan for yourself. And there's two plans you should check out from VHI. One is called PMI 5210, which is about 1,180 euro. But the other one I'd like you to look at is the Company Plan Plus Level 1.3 that we mentioned earlier. That's a really good semi-private plan, and that's 1,245. You may decide to leave your children as they are, but I would say to you, you know, that is a very expensive plan for the children, and I would probably look at maybe putting the children on the Company Plan Plus Level 1.3 as well, which is about 315 per child. So a little bit of homework necessary because VHI are going to retire your plan. I would look at upgrading your cover slightly if I were you, but you do have super cover in place for the children.
So I can sort of downsize for the children.
Absolutely.
And still have a good
Yeah.
Ah,
you see, Gally, so what I would prefer for yourself, to be honest with you, is that we upgrade your cover because, look, adults are higher risk, and if something goes wrong, it tends to be more costly. And I would prefer that maybe some of the savings maybe from the children. So the children are probably 400 and 440 each. I would suggest you take that little bit of saving and invest it in upgrading your cover. And if you call VHI and just check out, as I say, PMI 5210 or the company plan plus level 1.3, that might be suitable for all the family. So okay. Excellent cover and maybe some savings as well.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Gallia, for getting in contact with us here on the programme. Loads of advice there for Gallia. Jean is with us too. Jean, what's your query?
Hi, how are you today? My query is, my husband and I, and there are five in our family, and we're all on Simply Connect. I'm going to change the younger ones. They're in their 20s, and the advice from the first caller today has been great for me. Should my husband and I stay on Simply Connect? It's due for renewal.
Jean, it's a super plan. It's 1,360 each, and it's a really good semi-private corporate scheme, and you've got full cover for hips, knees and shoulders and so on. I like that plan. In fact, okay. I would nearly suggest you might want to consider the Simply Connect Plus, which is 1,471. So for an extra €100 each, you now will double your outpatient refund up to €1,000 rather than 500, and you have a slightly lower excess to pay. But if you're happy with your current plan, you're not going to get that same cover any, let's just say, cheaper with the other insurance companies. So I would stay as you are.
That's great advice, because those outpatient fees really do add up, don't they?
They do. And look, if you're like, you get 50% back up to 500, but on the higher one that I just mentioned, it's 50% back up to 1,000. So, but otherwise, you've got super cover. You don't need a full review of your cover for this renewal. You selected well.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jean, for getting in contact. I think we have a quick query from Michael as well. How are you?
Hello,
Michael?
How are you?
Good.
I'm fine, thanks. Hello. Hi, Dermot.
Hi, Michael.
Andrea. I have a quick question. It's regarding travel insurance. I have a good health policy and I have the E111. Now, I'm traveling to Italy next month. Well, not next month, July, actually. And I don't have a travel policy. I'm just wondering, is it necessary? And if so, what sort of policy should I get?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Michael, there's a really good question which is coming up all the time now. Absolutely, I would recommend you take out travel insurance. First and foremost, on your health insurance plan, if you have decent cover, you've got €100,000 for what they call emergency medical cover for any temporary stay abroad.
Yes, I have that.
Yeah, but you see, I always recommend the travel cover, because if anything happens, let's just say, and it exceeds that amount, or if it's, let's just say, flight cancellations or loss of luggage and all the things you hope never happens, definitely worthwhile taking a travel cover. I like the VHI multi-trip. I just like the simplicity of the plan, and they're always accessible. You could also check out Blue Insurances as well. And by the way, a lot of people don't realise this. People think they have to have their health insurance with VHI to take out the multi-trip cover. Not at all. I mean, I could have my health insurance with Irish Life or with Laya Healthcare. I can still buy VHI's multi-trip cover. So, and actually another piece of advice here, Michael, when you phone them up, make sure you tell them where you're going, how long you're going for, what you might be doing, because you'd be surprised some of the activities you might deem as, you know, just occasional activities, they might be labelled higher risk.
If you're scuba diving or something, Michael.
Sailing, absolutely.
No, it's a fairly laid-back holiday, I can tell you.
Michael, everybody says that, Michael. But when they get into the sun, you know.
No skydiving, or I won't be climbing the Matterhorn.
Yeah, the winery shouldn't add too much loading anyway.
And Michael, make sure you get them to confirm exactly COVID, anything to do with COVID. So if you have to cancel flights or you know extend accommodation. So really what you do is, just like health insurance, tell them everything, check everything and hope you never have to use it. But that would be definitely my advice to get that cover.
Okay, good stuff. Listen, Dermot, thanks a million as always. Michael, thank you for getting in touch as well there. Dermot Good from totalhealthcover.ie. If you want more any information from Dermot, we'll bring you back again, Dermot, to answer the rest of the remaining questions and queries here from listeners today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.